In those 10 years, the public's distaste for spam has exploded, and politicians are responding. This week, Virginia enacted the nation's toughest anti-spam law, with penalties as strict as 5 years in prison. And the U.S. Senate is set to take up legislation by New York Senator Charles Schumer that would create a nationwide no-spam directory and impose stiff penalties on convicted spammers. It's a good idea, according to commentator Ralph Schoenstein.
Senator Charles Schumer wants to turn America's email from a cesspool into a spa, with a federal law to fine each sender of spam $5,000. Spam, as you know, is unwanted email sent by people who nourish the dream that every American has the right to be fleeced. This morning, I got my two standard daily emails offering penis and breast enlargement, which once again canceled each other out, and a new one that said, "Girls with farm animals." I suspect that girls with farm animals doesn't mean girls who have pet goats. I also got new spam that said, "Let's talk about your septic tank," which was one of the cleaner ones I've received. And I got offers to get out of debt, borrow money, declare bankruptcy, and get an MBA. Not necessarily in that order. One of my problems is that the spammers never personalize their offers. I don't happen to have a septic tank, just as I don't happen to want bankruptcy or to take drugs without prescriptions. Having to delete spam every day may make me want to start taking Prozac, but I'd rather not get the order from drugstore cowboys. The most disturbing thing about spam is it can be seen by millions of children, many of whom must have read an email I got last week that said, "Are you hot like me?" A shockingly incorrect use of language that was just as offensive as the proposition. If the Supreme Court says that our kids have the right to go into heat, at least let them warm up grammatically. One piece of spam I got did try to improve international relations. It said, "Check out these Russian girls." Although it made the Russian girls sound like something to be picked up at a Home Depot, I did take a moment to think about them and even consider asking them why they hadn't rooted for us in Iraq. Of course, I'm wrong to say that all spam is impersonal, because I just got one that said, "Ralph, I'd like to get a hold of you." This one spoke directly to me and only a few hundred thousand other Ralphs, so I opened it to find a young woman named Jenna who coyly mentioned her upper enhancement and then invited me to a moment I never had known on a first date. "Dear Jenna," I wrote back, "I'm touched by your offer to get a hold of me, or a hold on me, or whatever is in your generous heart. But I'm married, and to a woman who needs silicone only for her bike." I do have to say that one piece of spam I got led me to a lovely moment. It said, "Encounter affectionate and appreciative women." I went right out and had dinner with my three daughters and my wife.